The Search for Grendel's Mother. Then suddenly, where clumps of trees bent across cold gray stones, they came to a dismal wood. Below them was the lake, its water bloody and bubbling. And the Danes shivered, miserable, mighty men tormented by grief, seeing, there on that cliff above the water, Escher's bloody head. They looked down at the lake, felt how its heat rose up, watched the waves blood-stained swirling. Their battle horns sounded, then sounded again. Then they set down their weapons. They could see the water crawling with snakes, fantastic serpents swimming in the boiling lake, and sea beasts lying on the rocks.